USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Unable to make the traditional services at Arlington National Cemetery because of his trip to Japan, President Trump did speak to sailors and Marines on board the USS Wasp on Memorial Day.
Together you are advancing freedom on the high seas, shielding our nation from dangerous weapons, and preserving the peace that generations of valiant American warriors gave their lives to secure.
Vice President Mike Pence did speak at Arlington National Cemetery yesterday morning. Two victims are dead after a knife-wielding man went on a stabbing spree at a bus stop in Japan, and more than a dozen people are injured. The suspect stabbed himself in the neck and later died. His motive isn't known. Rescue crews searching for people who may be trapped after a big twister strikes Dayton, Ohio overnight. Some injuries have been reported. This is USA Radio News.
Lou Manfredini here, and this House Smarts Minute is brought to you by HomeAdvisor, helping homeowners find and hire the right pro for their projects. If you haven't already, make sure to flip the switch on your ceiling fan. If those blades are tilted downward, cool air is being pulled from the ground, making it difficult to maintain a comfortable temperature. Also remember to turn that fan off if you're not in the room, as they technically don't cool the room itself, just the individual. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Evangelist Franklin Graham is asking for Sunday, June 2nd, to be a special day of prayer for President Trump. Graham writing on Facebook on Sunday night that no president has been attacked like Trump and that God is the only hope for him and the nation. Graham writing that the nation is on the edge of a precipice and that God is needed to protect, strengthen, encourage, and guide President Trump. A tragic death over the holiday weekend in the waters of Hawaii. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
A terrible situation in Maui where a man attacked by a shark dies over the Memorial Day holiday weekend. The man ID'd as Dr. Thomas Smiley, 65 years old, an optometrist from California, on vacation with his wife and swimming when the shark bites his leg off. Rescue workers not able to save him.
And an attorney from Colorado, the latest person to die while climbing down from the summit of Mount Everest. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The World Health Organization is now recognizing video game addiction as a mental health disorder. Gaming disorder defined as gaming that takes precedence over other interests in one's life, like one's health and daily activities, to the point where there are significant impacts on the person's life. The affliction will be included in the latest edition of the WHO's International Classification of Diseases. Former Major League Baseball player Bill Buckner has died at the age of 69 after a battle with dementia. Buckner was involved in one of baseball's most shocking moments during Game 6 of the 1986 World Series. As the Boston Red Sox searched for their first title since 1918, Buckner watched a ball roll between his legs behind the first base bag and into right field. It allowed a walk-off single by the New York Mets' Mookie Wilson. It sent the teams to a Game 7 and an eventual Mets World Series victory. Many of Buckner's friends and admirers say that he also had more hits than most ball players could ever hope to get in the majors, and he should not be defined by a single play. And Bruce Springsteen says he'll hit the road and tour with the E Street Band next year. The Boss has an album dropping on June 14th, and while he won't tour on that record, he does say he has some plans to do so next year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.